right, welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. Hi, my name is Alex Mason, and I am your host, an MBA student here at Cornell, learning about investment banking, and I'm really excited to share what I know with you. Today, I want to talk about the six levels of responsibility within an investment bank. So just so you understand the different sections of an investment bank in terms of hierarchy and roles and responsibilities at a very high level. So first of all, at the bottom of the organization is the analyst. Analysts do a lot of the day-to-day work in terms of building models, helping build pitch decks, and getting into the nitty-gritty of making sure the numbers are good and accurate. So let's say that you're working on a deal team at an investment bank and you're working on some kind of merger and acquisition. Well, in preparing for that merger acquisition, the analyst is largely tasked with coming up with the model, making sure that the model is accurate, and then working with other members of the deal team to make sure that the story aligns with how they're working with the client. From what I've heard and the people that I've talked with, it's pretty grueling in terms of the hours. Analysts are typically hired right out of college, the undergraduate level, and just work their way up from there. But it is a really great opportunity to get to know an investment bank and really get that exposure into the industry. The second level of responsibility is the associate. This is the level of investment banking where banks usually hire at this level right out of an MBA program. So that's the level that I'm going to be going into. So at this level, you're still considered a junior banker, but you have a little bit more responsibility. You're expected a little bit more to talk to clients. You're expected also to work really closely with your analyst team in order to come up with great work products. So associates are also working on models. Associates are also working on pitch decks, but they may not be doing quite as much as an analyst. It just depends on the bank and depends on the deal. Of course, there's so many nuances that could go into this, but generally speaking, associates and analysts are working together very closely to come up with a great work product for specific deals, specific mandates that the investment bank has. At the third level of responsibility, you have a vice president. Now, vice presidents usually after say 3, 4, 5 years after the associate level, that's when an investment banker will move up from associate to vice president. And at this level, things start to get a little bit more big picture, a little bit more bird's eye view, but you're not quite at the top yet. You're kind of in the middle, but you still have a significant amount of responsibility. Vice presidents are responsible for overseeing the work of their associates that work with them, as well as the analysts below them. And so vice presidents have to really be able to translate the day-to-day work of, let's say, the models or the pitch decks to their bosses, to the higher ups in the firm who understand the client's needs and are really working to paint the picture of a story to the client and deliver it in a really powerful way that makes sense and fulfills the mandate of the firm. So it's kind of this middle level within the bank where there's a ton of responsibility, but you're not quite at the top. Okay, the fourth level of responsibility in an investment bank is a director or executive director. The name is different depending on the bank. Some banks call them EDs, some of them just call them directors. It just depends. But effectively, you're above vice presidents at this point, and you're helping run the show to a certain extent. You are really engaged with clients. You are working with multiple VPs and their associates and analysts below them in order to get things done. At this point, you're more focused on telling the story of what's going on to the clients, have a high level of communication and touch point with your client base, and you're closer to the revenue generating side of the investment bank. Because at the end of the day, what is an investment bank doing? An investment bank is selling advice to corporate clients. That's really what they do. And the lower you are in terms of level of responsibility, the less of that selling you're going to be expected to do. But as you move up, the more of it you're going to be expected to do. an executive director slash director level is a phase we're going to be doing more of that. Now, the fifth level of responsibility is MD or managing director. Managing directors are responsible for an entire group within a bank. So for example, managing director may be responsible for an industrials group in a Chicago office, or they may be responsible for a consumer and retail group in a New York office. And they effectively own their book of business at the larger investment banking firm for that specific group and coverage area. So they're really responsible for driving revenue generation, not just helping with it. So managing directors are expected to really network, get out there and meet new clients, also make sure existing clients are happy and satisfied, and also have a very strong level of communication and connection with the entire organization below them. So have strong communication with their EDs, with their vice presidents, associates, and even analysts. So that's the responsibility of a managing director. It's a position that many investment bankers are striving to get there because not just is there a lot of responsibility at that level, but also the compensation at that level is very high. I mean, we're talking about seven figures plus once you get to that level, because you are driving revenue for the firm. So that's level number five. Now, initially when I was thinking about doing this video, I was thinking that there may just be five levels, but I thought about it and there's really a sixth level. The sixth level of responsibility at an investment bank is that of the partner or the CEO. The partner is responsible for not just a coverage group or product group at the firm, they're responsible for the entirety of the investment bank. And this is really the highest level of responsibility. Just like any executive of any corporation, your job is not just to deliver on one specific product line or service line. Your job is to deliver on the entirety of the business. So you really have a full spectrum view of what's going on, and you're also doing what the MDs are doing, but you're doing it much more broadly. And you're looking at the profit and loss of the bank itself and helping those MDs make the decisions that they need to do within their respective groups so that the firm can be profitable and then grow. So that's the broad spectrum of levels of responsibility within an investment bank. When you're getting into the industry, you're really focused on getting in at number one, the analyst level right out of undergraduate, or number two, the associate level right out of an MBA program, and then working your way up from there. So I hope you enjoyed this. My name is Alex Mason. I am your host. Hope you're having an amazing day, whatever you're doing, and I'll see you on the next one. All right, take care.